From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Rescue efforts underway following Monday's devastating earthquake in South Asia. Relief and rescue assessments have begun following Monday's quake, which struck a remote area of northern Afghanistan, killing and injuring hundreds. The quake registered a magnitude 7.5 and was followed by at least two strong tremors. It was centered deep beneath the Hindu Kush Mountains in Afghanistan's sparsely populated Badakhshan province, which borders Pakistan, Tajikistan, and China. Nazif Shahrani of Indiana University grew up in the region.
It's extremely mountainous, very rough terrain, and very earthquake-prone. Earthquake essentially is part of people's lives in that part of the country.
The quake triggered landslides in Pakistan, buildings swayed in India's capital, New Delhi. It comes nearly 6 months after a devastating quake in Nepal killed thousands and destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or AID, has pre-positioned assets, including emergency shelters and relief supply kits in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. The opposition in the Republic of Congo says low voter turnout in Sunday's constitutional referendum was a slap in the face of longtime ruler President Denis Sassou Nguesso. Opposition leader Pascal Tsati Mabiala of the Pan-African Union for Social Democracy says the turnout totally discredits the referendum and called on the government to annul the results. Protests against the proposed changes left at least four dead when security forces opened fire on demonstrators in the capital, Brazzaville. Mr. Sassou Nguesso sought the changes to clear the way for extending his rule beyond the Constitution's two-year limit, while also changing the age limit of 70 on all presidential candidates. This is VOA News.